My mother is learning the bagpipes.
Hello, I'm Isabel Lang. I'm a general practitioner in a small rural town in New South Wales.
Yes, and like the typical country doctor, Isabel doesn't have much free time to learn an instrument, especially one as, well, challenging as bagpipes. It's fine. So, is it as hard as it looks?
It's harder than it looks.
Mum's decision to take up bagpipes was equal parts personal challenge, a tribute to my grandma Ethel, who was born near Glasgow, and getting in touch with our Scottish heritage. It was also a bit therapeutic, after an operation on her lungs last year, but she only realised that later.
I decided that one of us should learn the bagpipes because of our Scottish history. And my husband had a chanter anyway, and I decided as a New Year's resolution that I would learn the bagpipes this year.
Every novice bagpiper starts with just a chanter, which looks like a recorder. It's a part of the instrument that the experienced musician plays the melody on.
I just love the sound of the bagpipes, I suppose, and all that stuff with tartan and wind and cold and all things Scottish.
Hearing that Mum has to practice every day brings back some memories for me.
Yes, I realise that I have to do it every day and that I should be spending longer after hearing one of the pianists in the International Piano Competition talking about 4 hours practice a day.
Well, I remember you made me practice every day when I'd learned the piano.
Exactly. I am reminded of that very often, what a tyrant I must have been to make it practice. But I think I took this on myself. I cannot give up now, particularly because I bought a new chanter.
Isabel found her teacher, Wayne, through the local RSL club. She goes to his house once a week in the evening, after a full day seeing patients at the local surgery.
Hello, Wayne. I'm sorry we're a little bit late.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Something for you.
What's this? You're joking.
We just found that beer. I thought
Don't
you might want it.
Don't be silly. All right. Well,
Wayne does his teaching in a little room behind his garage. Like you'd expect, it has tartan carpet on the floor. There's barely room to sit because of all the musical instruments lying around. I'm pretty sure he can play all of them, but I do think that they keep Christmas cakes in boxes like this.
That's good. No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's
right.
Fine.
What do I have to do now?
You happy with it? Could I just check on mine to compare the pitch?
Apparently, it can take 6 or 7 years of learning until you're able to play the bagpipes in a pipe band. Luckily, Wayne developed an interest pretty early on.
My dad used to march in the Anzac March as a returned serviceman. My interest wasn't in the returned servicemen's marching up the street. My interest was in the pipe band leading the procession, and I used to run along the footpath listening to the pipe band, not worrying about the diggers in the background. I didn't care about them.
There is still a pipe band in town, and Wayne has taught most of its members, but he doesn't get many students these days. At the moment, my mum's the only one.
I'm hoping my son, who is a side drummer in the band, is going to learn the bagpipes soon. I've taught a few and they've moved away, so we get them and we lose them, as it is with this instrument.
So what is this instrument meant to sound like? He makes it look easy.
No, well, it is. It is. I don't call it hard. It's just a technique. There's a technique in playing the instrument, which is the breathe and squeeze, where you blow air in, and when you take a breath, you squeeze the bag that maintains the pressure in the bag that keeps the bagpipe blowing or sounding while you take a breath. That's the reason why you can play them for probably an hour if you're really fit without stopping.
My mother's not quite there yet, but I can't imagine she'll stop learning just because it's too hard. Both of my parents enjoy a challenge, And despite all his jokes, my father is definitely on board.
Oh, I think it's absolutely wonderful. I've always been fascinated by the bagpipes myself. I'm reminded of that joke where the gentleman was complaining that his neighbour was banging on the door at 1 o'clock at night. Banging, banging, banging. Do you imagine that? Your neighbour banging on the door at 1 o'clock at night. Like, yeah, I was up practicing the bagpipes. So, anyway, we've had some strange looks around our neighbourhood after Isabel puts in a big effort with the bagpipes here.
Learning bagpipes might just be good for the soul. And if my mother can learn the bagpipes, there's no reason why I shouldn't be working on my French or learning how to surf.
I decided that as well, work can consume so much of one's energy and time. I realised it was time I did something else, but also to learn something new. I think it's a good idea for everybody.